Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Bahrain, the proxy struggle. It's been a covert fight for Bahrain between the Iranians and the Saudis, and it's finally broken out into the open. That's with the introduction of Gulf state troops onto the island. Unconfirmed reports, which are now firming up, suggest that soldiers from UAE and Saudi Arabia have entered Bahrain at the invitation of the ruling Sunni royal family, and that Kuwaiti troops are on their way. This follows weeks of demonstrations by the Shia majority population against the minority Sunni establishment. After several outbreaks of violence, the Gulf Cooperation Council, the GCC, appears to have made up its mind to quell the disturbances. Agence France-Presse says 1,000 Saudi troops crossed the causeway from Saudi Arabia on Monday. They're from the GCC's Peninsula Shield Force. Now, the GCC's rules of engagement put the force under the control of whichever member state in which it's operating. In reality, the Saudis are calling the shots. In a related move, Bahrain's official news agency said that the independent bloc in parliament has asked King Al-Khalifa to enforce martial law. If true, this gives the king cover. He can argue that if and when he enforces martial law, well, it was at the request of a major political party. The ruling family, though, is in a difficult position. It has offered minor reforms and dialogue, but another crackdown following that of February the 17th would destroy any prospect of meaningful talks. Reuters has reported that the Shia opposition groups have already denounced the entry of foreign troops as an occupation and a declaration of war. But the family and the Saudis are increasingly concerned that the protests can't be contained by the Bahraini forces alone. And the Saudis say that Bahrain's Shia majority are being stirred up by the Iranians. Riyadh fears that if the Shia took power in Bahrain, which was then sympathetic to Tehran, the next stop on Iran's bid to extend its influence would be the Saudi eastern oil fields, which lie just across from Bahrain and which are populated by Saudi Shia minority. If Saudi troops and armour are indeed now operating inside Bahrain, it wouldn't be unprecedented. They intervened to suppress a Shia uprising in 1994. But the presence of these outside forces enrages the Shia demonstrators, and it adds fuel to the fire of the hardliners who argue that if the Gulf countries are involved, then the Iranians would be justified in openly entering the fray as well. Given Iran's current problems and military posture, a full-scale military intervention, that's unlikely. But the soldiers from the GCC will almost certainly be all Sunni, and the Iranian Shia would not watch them cracking down on Shia Bahrainis without some reaction. Already, Iran's foreign minister has said Iran will not stand by in the event of efforts to exterminate Bahrain's Shia. And watching all this nervously are the oil, gas and financial markets, and from the port in Bahrain, the US Fifth Fleet. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.